Hi, welcome to the Deep Dive, where today we're going to discuss the goings on of the two hosts of the Little Fatty Cast, that'd be Big Fatty and Larry Vader, two equally ruined and fat. Yes. So welcome to the Deep Dive.
Thank you, fake Nina Totenberg and fake Steve Inskeep. You know, the worst part about the Deep Dive, and there were many not great parts, but the worst part was we had to listen to those stories live from you the first time, and then we had to hear them all over again.
Yeah, but and it was...
some of us were in the shower when we realized what was happening, and we couldn't stop it, so I had to keep listening throughout the whole shower.
Well, this is clearly a reason not to wear underpants.
Eh. Oops. But there's a reason that you should.
Excuse me. Is this the mix?
We do strive for the same audio quality as the mix.
Oh, in that case, here I'm going to eat a little cheese cracker.
Okay, well, you do that. I'm going to do that. What? It's almost like the music was supposed to start right there, but maybe it should start here.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show, Larry Bader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys? So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh, you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Oh,
gosh. Was that a meh or an aloha? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday.
Monday.
The 20th of October, 2025, in the I Really Need a Nap year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Park. And I'm one of your hosts, the one who did not go to Lost Wages this week, which is backwards from how this intro usually goes.
Right.
Mr. Larry H. Vader, spelled
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Well, everything's backwards, so, you know, it might as well be fucked up.
V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader. And joining me today is the one with a new sister, the one who's got on a shirt with buttons, the one who looks like he's been on Wakey for three full days. It's Big Fatty. And that's his
hello. I'm having cheese and crackers.
I'm guessing you had no lunch. You just drove straight through.
I did.
The old people love to get on the road and drive.
Got to get on the road and drive. Stopped only for gas.
Oh, well, is that to get or give gas?
Yes.
Okay.
And $2.48 a gallon.
Oh, is that near Hatville? Probably is.
No, it's in a little town called Pelzer.
Oh, okay. No, that's not near Hatville. So that's up there. Pelzer.
Yeah.
Oh.
Good old Pelzer.
Old Pelzer. Toot, toot. It sounds like...
Oh, excuse me.
It sounds like Earl Grey is ready for a break.
So is Big Fatty.
Y'all, I have to be honest with you. I have not spoken to Big Fatty since... Well, we chatted for a minute after last week's recording. I gave you some food recommendations.
Yes.
Is there a theme song for that?
I've got. I'll see if I've got something.
Because you know, I'm going to Lost Wages a week from the day this releases. I'll mention that briefly later. But you know, I might need some of Big Fatty and the gang's food recommendations. Because at least I think the beverages, I enjoy their food recommendations. They seem to know food.
Okay.
But y'all, while Big Fatty and crew flew to Lost Wages on Wednesday. Y'all, they flew back on Saturday. And I'm going to be honest with you. That is a very short trip. You know, and y'all, the new Skull, she was worried sick. She was worried sick that Big Fatty was going to overdo it. And you know, she's always just so concerned.
How was I going to overdo it?
Well, it just, it was so much with the driving and the flying and the walking and the flying and the driving. She was just worried.
I will tell you the thing, only thing that was overdone was trying to get in and out of the third seat in the Ubers.
Oh, well, that's why you should have just called two. But yeah, did you not do an because you're all old. Okay, one, two, three. Did someone not just ride up front?
There were six of us.
Oh, I don't know who the other two were then. I knew about your sister and the beverages. I didn't know there were two other people.
And the young beverage and his fiance.
Ah, okay. Well then, and that's a then why weren't the young beverages climbing? I mean, I know they're fat, but why weren't they climbing?
They're the three smallest people were in the very back.
Ah, right. Okay. Well, there you go. There you go. I'm sure we're going to hear all about the Wizard of Id and things like that on the little show on Monday today.
Well, you're going to start hearing about it.
Now, did any of the food recommendations that I make it into the rotation?
No.
Okay. Do you have any food
recommendations? We were going to go to the Wynn Buffet.
Delicious. Columbia, did you hear that?
Time got away from us. So. Okay. We went to...
is this a restaurant recommendation time segment?
Well, sure.
It's restaurant recommendation time. It's restaurant recommendation time. Come on, Big Fatty, and make that recommendation for a restaurant for us to eat at, because it's restaurant recommendation time. It's restaurant recommendation time. Let's eat.
Aren't you glad that I had some original music... composed for
never
for
heard
segment.
Before.
No, it's original. Composed one and only show that it's ever used on. Yes. So restaurant, because you know I'm flying to Las Vegas in a week. So what do I need to know?
We went down to Fremont Street, and we went to the Circa Hotel. No,
we went to
the Circa Hotel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the fancy restaurant.
The steakhouse.
Larry's, I believe is what it's called. It's either Larry or Barry, one of the two.
Jack, is that Jack Benyon's? I can't remember the name of that, with the one in Circa, but yes. Excellent. Excellent.
And it was absolutely spectacular.
That's one of the higher rated restaurants in Las Vegas.
Yes.
So yeah, and okay.
So we did that, and where did we eat? Oh, we went to Guy Fieri's bar and grill at the MGM Graham.
Oh, that one. Okay.
It was okay.
So the one over in, it's either Paris or the Horseshoe. I don't know which. It's in that connector. It has the all you can eat weekday brunch, which I've heard is actually quite good. But I didn't recommend that, I don't think, because I
figured... No, you didn't. And then
I couldn't speak personally.
We stopped at a little patisserie in Paris.
Oh.
Had a wonderful croque monsieur.
Yes, I believe I know which one you're talking about. It is pretty good. Yeah.
It was delicious.
Because that's right. But see, those hotels, Horseshoe and Paris, are right there by the Tuscany Suites. They're on the next block. So if I go to the Strip, it's usually to one of those two, just because I'm too fat and lazy to go any further. And that's, in all fairness, round trip, that's probably 2 miles at least.
Oh, absolutely.
So it's,
at least.
Yeah. And if I don't want to Uber, that's the, I can walk a mile each way that way or a mile the other way. But the other way is stuff like Jack in the Box and all that. So either way, yes. Good. Yeah. Well, those are solid choices. Guy Fieri's and, not my recommendation there, but
no, I didn't make that reservation. That was made because somebody wanted to go to a, you know, named chef, kind of place.
Well, why'd you go there?
Well, I didn't like I say, I did not.
A name, yes. A chef, probably not. But either way,
well,
yes.
I think the reason was because it was close to. We went and saw Ka.
Oh, okay. But you've seen that before, right?
No.
Oh, I thought you'd seen that. Mm-mm. Okay. Yeah, those shows are good. They're a bit dated and a bit, you know, old timey in a sense.
This was quite impressive.
Oh, wow. The old people were out late.
We were. That was the first day.
Oh, Lord.
So, anyway.
Yeah, no.
Anyway, but those were the, and then I didn't eat supper on Thursday because I was just worn out.
I believe you were bone weary.
Bone weary. And, the beverages went somewhere, and I don't remember the name of it. It was some sort of steakhouse that the locals go to.
Oh, yes. I have not been there, but I've seen the videos and the reviews, and it looks phenomenal. Yes.
And it's kind of like Hannigan's or something like
Jack,
that.
It's that's Jack Ben Jack Brand Jack. Oh, I can't remember the name, but I know what you're talking about. Yes.
I'll get the name for you.
Yeah. You know, if there's one thing a fat person likes, it's a good dining experience.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
So, it was a quick trip and
yes, it was.
It was lovely.
Well, y'all, I'm glad that Big Fatty had a good time in the Lost Wages, even though he did not get to go see my favorite bartenders at the Fun Hog Hoist or the Bad Turlet Saloon. But either way, I mean, you know, there's always next time should he live that long. So
sure, absolutely,
yeah. And well,
the next time I won't be going with my sister.
right. Well. And y'all, the thing about Lost Wages is Extra Special Chris was in Hawaii's for his 29th birthday last week.
And 29. So,
but he flew in and out of LAX, which he knew was a terrible decision. And so when he got back in his e-jalopy, he called me, but that was mostly for his safety, again, because gangs everywhere. On his way back to the Springy Palms. But y'all, we chatted about it, and the Hawaiians is about as far for him as the Lost Wages is for us. Of course, you know, he can fly direct from LAX or via San Francisco if he flies out of Palm Springs. But either way, we both decided that because I was going back and forth on this next Lost Wages trip, and Big Fatty knows some of this story, but. My casino host called and said, Larry, you know, this, that, and the other. And if you'd consider coming the week of Halloweeny, of that's the gay crema, you know, we are dead. And I know how you like that. And yeah, that's not true. I don't like it to be dead. I don't like when it's packed. I like a good moderate crowd. I like to be able to get on the machines I want to move about, you know, but there's energy and whatnot. Either way, he said, but if you come that week, you can come for free. And so I said, all right, well, that sounds like a better idea. And so y'all took care of that. But you know, I just blocked the whole week. And I said, I'll figure out the exact days and I'll let you know. But with the understanding that I'd leave on Friday on Gay Crema, because...
Oh yeah,
that was not a complimentary night, and you know it's Gay Crema. It doesn't matter where you are. There's a lot to do, y'all. But I was talking to Extra Special Chris about it, and I said, you know, it's like in our younger days, three nights, fly to San Francisco for three nights seemed perfectly logical. Mm-hmm. And like enough. I said, but I have reached the age where I roll my underpants to put them in the drawer. But also, you know, like I don't think I could do less than four. And I said, you know, but maybe I will. Well, y'all, I went to book to change my flights to go the week of the Halloweeny, and Sunday night to fly to Lost Wages on Sunday all of a sudden became astronomically unattainium. It had not been that way all last week while I was looking, but when I finally sat down to make the change, of course, you know, whatever. And so I ended up having to fly on Monday. And so then it became, do you go on Monday and stay four nights, fly home on Friday? Everything is free. The hotel, motel, Tuscany casino and suites, free. The flight, completely free. And then I have casino winnings in my sock drawer,
right,
that would be my spending money and my gambling money. So really,
right,
basically it's not free because I am spending money.
No, because you are fat.
Right. And I'll eat. But y'all, the more I thought about it, I said, I cannot fly all the way out there for four nights. Because get there on Monday night, well, and then leave Friday morning really means you have Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And right, it'll be about Thursday before your body is like, all right, I'm good. So, you know, you can push me back to being awake all of the daylight hours sort of situation.
Right.
So, y'all ended up paying for Friday night at the Tuscany Casino and Suites. And we'll be flying home on Saturday. So that's five nights, 6 days. Now, unfortunately, on Monday, I could only get a 6 a.m. flight or a 5 p.m. flight. And y'all, I'm going to tell you, neither one of the it didn't really matter which one I chose because they were both going to mean I did nothing that day because mm-hmm. getting up at 4 o'clock in the morning means getting up at 1 a.m. Pacific. So mm-hmm. therefore, good for nothing when I land. And leaving here at 5 means I get there at 9:30, which is 12:30, which means I get to the motel, check in, haul it to my room, and get in the coma chamber. So
right.
either way, the day is shot. So I decided I'd take the later flight, and that way I wouldn't feel guilty asking Big Fatty to hoist me to the area of Puerto at 3:30.
You know I don't mind.
Well, I know you do mind at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well.
And I mind. It's into, y'all, again, you get there, and you're exhausted. Mm-hmm. And then, like, you can take a nip a nap, but, you know, it's not the same. And then you try to do stuff, and you're just tired. So I decided I'll even work until 2 o'clock on that Monday. I don't have to take the whole day off. And, y'all, I'm running low on the vacation time. We'll go from there. So, yeah. So, y'all, I'll be in Lost Wages for the Halloweeny. And, y'all, but I fly out the next day at noon. Now, I don't know what return flight you all were on, but the flying out at noon is ideal.
We flew out at 7:15 a.m. in the morning.
Not ideal. But that also got you back to the Hatlanta at 2, 3 in the afternoon, which is very different for me. I fly out at 12:30, connect in Houston. Y'all, it's only a one-hour connection, so 50-50 chance I get home on Saturday because that could go poorly. And right. that is the last flight of the day that will get me to Charleston. Either way, my plan is that gets me home Saturday at 10 p.m. in the evening, which, you know, truth be told, that's 7.5 hours. I mean, 12, 1, 2, 3, no, 6.5, 7 hours worth of travel time. That's not bad. And if I don't, I have the next day. But y'all, I was planning on recovering on the Sunday because y'all.
Well, you know what's going to happen on that Sunday.
Well, I'll still be trying to get home. But then on Monday, y'all, I got to go to Santa Fe. which is
Do you know the way to Santa Fe?
I don't. But United does, and they connect via Denver. So, y'all, on Monday afternoon, Lorena, my coworker, and I are flying out to Santa Fe to talk to a guy about some nuclear bombs. And so...
Why wouldn't you just stay and fly to Santa Fe from Los Angeles?
Because the coal mine says I can no longer do that. So...
Okay.
Yeah. And the
Even
other
part, it would be cheaper.
Correct. It always saves them money. And the other part of that was, y'all, I told Lorena, I said, I don't want to do it anyway because it ruined my Las Vegas trip the last time because I had to fly to Atlanta and go right to work. Within an hour of landing, I had to get the rental car, pick her up, and then talk about work. And I said, you know, I'm okay. And also, we haven't booked those tickets to Santa Fe yet. So I'm okay waiting because y'all, if they wait much longer, they're going to be $1,000 a pop. And you know what that is? PQPs for Mr. Vader. And so I might actually premier qualifying points.
PQP.
So, yeah, so I might actually have status for next year if they keep
putting this off. Oh, look at you trying to be like Cricket Hat.
Yeah, because we had basically we weren't going to chase the status because y'all, breaking news. I have upgraded my charger plate. Y'all, I wasn't going to chase status because. I mean, it doesn't really matter. Like, I don't think that any level I would chase it to would get me upgrades to first class more than once a year, maybe twice. And when I realized that I could get the charger plate that for the annual fee includes access to the club, unlimited access to the club, priority boarding, which, I mean, whatevs. Don't really care about that all that much because, y'all, I rarely have a carry-on, so it doesn't. Priority boarding means nothing. Key point here, one of two key points, y'all, it lets me check in at the Premier counter, which...
Oh, wow.
At a busy airport, that'll save you 20 minutes, which is one of the things I was sad about losing. Y'all, every year... They give you 1,500 Premier qualifying points for having that card.
Oh.
Well, that's, y'all, the base status, like silver, is 5,000 points.
Oh, that's a lot.
So I'd earn, and I'd earn another 1,500 based on the earn points per dollar spent on the credit card based on what I spend a year. So I'd earn another 1,500 points. So that's 3,000. Well, that means I only have to spend 2,000 on flights over the course of a year. To get premier status. And y'all, I hate to say this, but that's not hard. In Vader life, $2,000 on flights.
Oh,
I mean,
pocket change.
It's not pocket change, but I had 8 trips this year. This by the time the year finishes. So when you do the math, that's about $300 per trip with taxes and fees, because those don't count. So that's not a problem. So either way, all that to be said, y'all, I've upgraded my charger plate. All this stuff is falling into place. And Mr. Vader, you know, I'm old and I am working the credit card. Y'all, and the annual fee on the credit card, she's a little high. She's a little high. But I've already paid the annual fee on my current card for the year. I just paid it in September. Mm-hmm. Well, because I upgraded that card, I don't have to pay the fee until next September.
Right.
And... you can pay with miles. 30,000 miles pays the annual fee, which...
Well...
dollar for dollar, it's a better value than 30,000 miles booking a ticket, because that's about $300 worth of ticket value, 30,000 miles. And it's about $700 worth of annual fee. So, either way, works out. You know, Mr. Vader... will do anything in his power to keep getting put up there near the first class or in the first class without paying for it, because I'm cheap.
And fat.
Also, they do have bigger seats.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead Ooh, or alive.
All right, everyone. I've been sick this week, so it's time to play the game, which I might be featured in soon. Dead or Alive, where Big Fatty gives me the name of folks born on this day, October 20th, and I tell you if they're dead or alive, purely a guess. And then I have to educate you on who they are because none of us know.
Absolutely. Joyce Brothers.
Oh, Lord. Joyce Brothers. Alive, as far as I know. Y'all, Joyce Brothers, she's an actress. And y'all, she was always on that. I think it was the telethon. I don't remember which one. But that Joyce Brothers, she was all over the place.
Joyce Brothers is dead as a doornail.
Oh, Lord.
She was an American pop psychologist, Dr. Joyce Brothers. She was involved in that $64,000 question, which was, you know, the quiz program scandal quiz program. And she was in the Naked Gun movie.
Oh.
So, how about that? Mm. All right. Let's see who we got here. We have got Arlene Francis.
Oh, Arlene. Y'all, Arlene Francis is dead as a doornail. And y'all, you would have known Arlene Francis as being, oh God, what was that character's name? Oh, in the Petticoat Junction, the mother, the older lady in Petticoat Junction. Can't remember her name, but yes.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Kate.
Kate. Mm-hmm.
You know, it is run by Kate. Come and be her guest.
At the Junction.
At the Junction.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Arlene Francis is indeed dead. She was an American actress and radio and television personality and a regular panelist on What's My Line?
Oh.
How about that? All right. Let's see what we got here. Oh, goodness. Bela Lugosi.
Oh, Bela Lugosi. Drank too much blood, has gone on to glory, and y'all, he was that Dracula. Very, very season appropriate.
Yes, I thought so too. Bela Lugosi is indeed dead, and he played Dracula.
How about that?
I have just, I don't have, you would know these next three, but what I want you to do is tell me which of these is the oldest.
Ah, okay.
Because they all have birthdays today.
Okay.
John Krasinski, Snoop Dogg, Kamala Harris.
My instinct is John Krasinski, but I know Snoop Dogg is not a young man. So, and Kamala is in her mid-50s, I believe. So I don't think it's her. It's Krasinski or Snoop Dogg, but I don't know which one. But I'm going to go with Krasinski.
Okay, well, you are exactly wrong.
Oh.
The oldest is Kamala Harris. She will turn 60 today. Snoop Dogg turns 53.
No.
And John Krasinski turns 45.
John Krasinski? Lord. I swore Snoop Dogg was older than that. I thought he was.
I was a little surprised by his age as well, but that's what it says.
How is he not much? That he can't be. That just
well,
can't
I think
be.
He's. I just think you know he's. You know he's always smoking the dope.
I know,
so that's probably.
Are you right.
Are you fact-checking me?
I am, because I just, he looks like,
and I said fact-checking, not F-A-C-T.
Right. I mean, I don't know what else you're doing. Oh! Well, y'all, that's the show. Now, we won't miss a show because of my Lost Wages travels, because like I said, I'm traveling Monday through Saturday, so we'll be here next week, and
that's the following week anyway, isn't it?
Right. We'll be
I see. Yes.
I will not be traveling next Sunday, so we can record, and I'll be back to record the Sunday after that, assuming.
And remember, you'll get an extra hour of sleep when you retire that Saturday evening.
Oh,
because that's when we fall back.
Y'all.
So if, you know, you're going to be fucked up by time zones and the time change and, you know, basically just being fat.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Y'all, I got to run to the Target, see Miss Shirley. Y'all, I've got to buy more.
Say the turlet.
I do have to need to run there too. But y'all got to buy the nose spray. I'm all congested.
Oh well. Anyway, speaking of being congested,
this podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
I didn't know that voice actors, professional voice actors, ever got congested.
I don't know any, so I don't have a point of reference.
Fair enough.